Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure is always to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Catherine Crowley back on the show. Together with her partner, Kathy Elster, they created the organization K-Squared Enterprises. They also co-authored the book, Working for You Isn't Working for Me. She is a... Catherine is a psychotherapist, which I always try to benefit from, as you can imagine. And she's our good friend, Catherine Crowley. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be on.
Always good to have you back. What are you guys working on? You got some new stuff going on, don't you?
We do. We have a book that's coming out in November.
You and
Mean
Catherine.
Girls at Work.
Mean Girls at Work.
Yeah. It's about women competing with women, and the subtitle is How to Stay Professional When Things Get Personal.
Why did you need to write a book about girls, mean girls at work, instead of just writing a book about mean people at work?
Well, it's a good point. One of the things that we say is, just as there's a little bad in every boy, there's a little mean in every girl. It's not that men and women, men compete with men, we know that very well, but the way in which we compete and the way in which we get into trouble is different.
Well, wait a minute. Time out. Hold the presses. Alert the media. Men and women are different?
Why, yes, Jim.
Go ahead.
One of the major things that's different is that, and this is biologically based, that men, when they are aggressive with each other, they're overtly aggressive, overtly competitive, and they have no problem kind of going head-to-head and, you know, deciding who's going to win in the hierarchy, whereas women tend to be indirectly aggressive and covertly competitive. It's just in our design because we're the,
right,
you know, physically the weaker gender. And so with that, when you go into the workplace for women, it can be very challenging because we are more relational, we're more collaborative, and we are less comfortable with other women being in charge, telling us what to do, acting as if they know more, even if they do know more. We have problems with that, and so that's where the covert competition begins.
So my wife says it's redundant to say mean men. So
she says what?
It's redundant to say mean men. This is very interesting. I've thought a lot about this, Catherine, myself, and I like what you said about mean and what was the other thing you said about men. One of the things
bad.
The columnist, I lost your name for a second there. I'll think of it in a minute. A lady once said that that men are more aggressive than women, but they're not necessarily meaner than women.
Right.
I believe that. And one of the things that I think happens, men, there's something called the needle that men have. You know what the needle is?
No.
You ever notice that men are always jibing each other, they're always teasing each other, there's always a little put down or something, you know, I can't believe you're so ugly or whatever, you know, whatever. Women don't have the needle. Men have the needle, and so because we're always doing it, and it's always teasing, and nobody, but men don't take that personally, and I don't think, I think women don't handle the needle very well. What do you think?
I'm sure you've noticed that, yes. Well, because we're designed very differently. You have to remember there's 40% more connective tissue between the left and right lobes of the female brain.
Mm-hmm.
So we have more feeling thought. We're very relational. And how women bond is the opposite. They immediately admire something. I love your dress. You look great in that outfit.
Even though
you know,
it might, but wait, Catherine. Even though that might not be true. You might not love that dress, but you're going to stay it anyway.
That's the way. Well, that's true, but same is true with, you know, you may not be driving a piece of junk, but your buddy's going to say that to you. So it's just the way that we bond is differently.
Yeah.
And therefore, the way that we disagree is different as well,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, and because women are, we are programmed to tend and befriend. And that goes back to the cave days where you have to
mm-hmm.
get the other woman to help you to protect the kids,
mm-hmm.
to ward off, you know, ward off danger from the cave. So we have that inclination. And when women-to-women relationships are good, as I'm sure they are with your staff, they're really good. You know, we tend to make friends, whereas
mm-hmm.
men tend to be friendly. It's the problem is when they're not good. And that's where the challenge becomes very significant for women, because we do take it personally.
Right.
And because we have to learn skills to kind of go from the personal to the professional and take the high road. And that's what we do in this book.
Can women be... professional and compete and be friends too? Can they pull all that off?
I think they can, actually, but it takes some practice.
Is it hard?
And
it's harder for women
to learn.
That little dynamic I just described is more difficult for women than it is men, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And again, it has to do with our programming. We're designed
mm-hmm.
to, you know, to not compete and to help each other and to work things
mm-hmm.
out. So, and the workplace is naturally competitive. And that's one of the things that we talk about in the book, is that, you know, you're going to have the natural inclination to talk about maybe the woman you don't like behind her back, or to make
uh-huh.
faces when she's talking, or give her a cold shoulder. And those things don't serve you. They don't serve her. So in the world of professional world, which has now over 50% women, we need to learn new tactics for handling those situations in which we are competing, in which it may be someone with whom you are a friend or friendly,
right.
and when they or you do something we don't like.
Give us an example of one of those tactics, one of those tips.
Sure. Well, so let me give you a concrete example. Let's say you're left out of an email, an important
yeah.
email loop on a
mm-hmm.
project that you're actually working on, and you realize that another woman left you
right.
off.
Right.
And a friend shoots you the email to let you know that, hey, you should be on this conversation.
Right.
What we would say is, you may want to take it personally, but don't go there. Don't, you know, don't then go marching into the woman who
right.
left you off the email and yell at her.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, go here. What would be professional is just to join the conversation
mm-hmm.
and to say, you know, I had to think a little bit about this project. Here's my input. And then later to go back to the woman and say, please make sure to include me in all form, you know, all incoming.
Right,
emails.
Right. We're going to talk some more about this. This is fascinating. I love it when women talk about other women. So Catherine Crowley and I are going to be right back. What's the name of the new book again, Catherine? Mean Girls at Work?
Mean Girls at Work.
How about
to stay
that?
Professional when things get personal.
Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.